You know, I've been, I listen to a lot of teachers, right? And, because I have the gift of teaching, so I listen to a lot of teachers. And, the gift that you have, you enjoy talking to people that have the same gift, you know, or listening to them or whatever, learning from them, being around them. The same gift is the kind of people you like to be around. So anyway, I was listening to this black lady. I don't know if she was talking about kids or I can't remember what she's talking about. She made a comment. She said most of black women in the USA stop growing at age 14. In other words, their mindset is age 14. And I tend to agree with her, but I don't just say it's just the blacks. But in the USA, most women stop at about 14, 16, 18. That's where they stop growing. I know somebody in their 30s still acting like they're 16, a white girl. Anyway, it's not just women, it's the men stop growing about, they stop about 18 or 20, something like that. They seem to be stopping, unless they're spirit-filled, unless it's a spirit-filled woman, unless it's a spirit-filled man, they're stagnated. They get stagnated. Wherever they got hurt is where they get stuck. And that's a narcissistic thing. Whenever somebody got hurt, at whatever age they got hurt, that's where they end up stuck in. And it's true across the board. I've seen it across the board. It's sad. But it's true. People know how to act to get by, but what happens is when you deal with them away from their income, and sometimes on their income, they're just acting foolish and they're acting stupid and they're talking stupid. And the fact that I do rideshare, I know what I'm talking about. I picked up these two ladies going to A&T, three ladies. Now, we're talking about college students. And the destination was to start drop on at this dorm. And one girl got out. Before I got there, they should have said something because I ended the call. I should have stopped right then. I should have said no because it's the same game. I didn't expect college kids to be this way. But anyways, they said, two of them said, can you take us right down the road here to our dorm? And so I took them down there. She said, take a right. Go straight. And she didn't even know the directions to her dorm. I ended up back on the main street. I had to do a U-turn. And she said, just take us back to where you stopped. And I was going to do that anyway, but they were laughing and thought that was funny. They thought it was funny. We're talking about college students that don't even know where their dorm is and expects me to know where their dorm is. They want me to know where their dorm is because they don't know. And it's not in the GPS because I ended the ride where I was supposed to end the ride. Now, what do you think about that? That's what we're dealing with. And I heard on the news that they're going to get rid of tests. They're just, because tests upset people emotionally, so they're going to get rid of tests. To test what level you're on. You're in a system that loves Mother Earth, that loves emotion over logic, that loves the flesh over the spirit. That loves the downcasted over the upcasted, loves the darkness, loves the unhealthy, loves the ignorant over the non-ignorant. They have no logic. And these leaders, Gates, Dr. Fake, and all these other leaders, Charles Schwab or whatever his name is, all these leaders, don't even make, they're contradicting themselves. They're not even making sense. And if they're not making sense and they don't care, it's just acting. They're just actors and they're just doing what they're told. You can't not know what you're doing. Because they get mad at somebody else who contradicts. So the fact that they get mad at somebody who contradicts means when they contradict, why aren't they getting mad at themselves? Because it's all an act. It's a show. They don't believe it matters. They don't believe they're going to answer before God. They don't believe it's going to have consequences. And I was at a restaurant asking the manager the same thing, who's been managing Subway for 30 years, and he said the same thing that lady said. He said the same thing that that black lady said. Now, what is it in the culture? What is it in the culture program that's doing that to people? Well, I watched it in a marriage where the mother-in-law had the Jezebel spirit. So the mother wants to train the daughter to have a Jezebel spirit. The mother wants the daughter to follow her footsteps instead of following what Jesus said. And this is where the issue lies. Instead of following truth, you know, the older women are supposed to teach the younger women, but they're not supposed to teach the younger women how to be Jezebels. They're supposed to teach them how to be holy, set apart, shamefaced, submissive, quiet, not going from house to house speaking things they ought not. The chaos and the confusion of running from house to house speaking things they ought not, and also they don't have any accountability, and so they can just run rampant. And the reason they don't have accountability is because they compromise people so they can go about their queen bee system. So here's what happens. They compromise people because what they'll do, let's say there's a Jezebel who's separated from her husband. She's going to go out and she's going to say, oh, I've been abused. He's beating me, and try to draw some other guy in with the lies, draw that guy in. And she's telling her, the reason she's telling her husband she's separated is because we just need time apart. I just feel like it's not abuse. It's just they want to go out here and test the field, see what's out there before they get too old. And they don't just have one on the side, they have multiple on the side. And if they can get their husband to be a drunkard, they can really do some damage, because you said that when you were drunk. I didn't say that. Yeah, you did. So they gaslight the man. And the man doesn't know what gaslighting is. The man doesn't know what narcissism is. The man doesn't know what Jezebel is, Delilah. The man doesn't know that she should submit to authority, and he doesn't understand that she pretty much hates him and wants him dead. She doesn't love him. She doesn't even love herself. That's why she's doing what she's doing. She wouldn't know love if it hit her in the face. My point is, this is happening across the board, everywhere, all the time. And it's not just happening in relationships. It's happening in business. The Jezebel spirit compromises the authority, and the authority won't reach down and do anything because they've been compromised. Same truth, same fractal, same paradigm, same game. The Jezebel spirit. And they can talk Bible all day long. They can say, oh, I believe the Bible. I believe the Bible. Can I come see you? my husband's mean. My husband's beating me. I don't see any bruises. What are you talking about? Why didn't you call the police? Because I love him. Well, why don't you go get counseling? Why are you trying to date somebody else? Across the board. And before the women get mad, you heard what I said. I said the men are stuck at 18 or 20. They want the woman out working while they sit at home playing video games. Or scroll through on their little social media junk. So something in society, the mother, not only did she train her daughter to be Jezebel, she demasculated her son because the man wouldn't stand up and be the man and get rid of and kick Jezebel out the window, throw her out the window, and let the dogs eat her blood. The man wouldn't kick Jezebel out the window, so his son became demasculated by these Jezebels. And I know what I'm talking about. I remember when I was like 20-something, I was riding around with this lady. She says, turn the music on. And she turned it on some kind of emotional music. I said, I don't listen to that. I'm sorry. Yeah, but it's a good feeling. It makes you feel good. I said, don't make me feel good. I can't stand to hear country music. My dog died, my truck broke down, and my wife left me, and it's the end of the world. That's country music. Or, the other end, I went to the honky-tonk bar and met this honky-tonk girl, and we danced all night, and we did the honky-tonk, and I'm happy. And people think that's fun. People enjoy that. They go to the basketball game. and watch people throw a ball through a hoop. And then next week they go to the basketball game, watch a man throw a ball through a hoop. A 7-foot man who's tall as almost he can almost reach the hoop. And they get excited about somebody throwing a ball through a hoop. Then they go to a football game, and they watch some guy throw a football and somebody catch a football. You can actually do that in your backyard. You can actually go buy you a goal and throw hoops yourself. And they call that fun. And they watch this guy on the hockey on the ice. He's skating around on ice, and he takes a stick and hits a puck in a net. And then next week they watch a guy take a stick and hit a puck in a net. And they do that every week or every month. And then every year, once a year, they go and the ones who can throw the ball into the net the most, those guys call them or the football players that can throw the pass further and somebody can catch it or run down the street run on the field with their football the fastest. Then they call that the Super Bowl or the national tournament. It's a joke. And you don't realize you're in a Roman Empire gladiator distraction, Colosseum distraction, and you don't even know it. And you wonder why that black lady said all the black women are stuck at 14, and you wonder why? Because their mama's stuck at 14 and their grandma's stuck at 14. That's why, to answer her question. I can't remember if she said, why is that so? Or she was just making the comment. But if she was asking why, because their mama was. They taught them, their mama taught them. And you might say, well, what's the deeper spiritual truth? They lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. Pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. That's the deeper truth. And it applies fractally. It applies at home, at church. It applies on YouTube, it applies on Twitter, it applies on people trying to censor people because they don't want the truth because the truth hurts.